I have not done an audio boo in a couple of days. That's been unintentional. I've actually just been fairly busy. Well, that's not entirely true. Yesterday, it wasn't so much that I was busy. It had a lot to do with the fact that I'm thinking about taking up professional napping on Sundays. I'm looking for sponsors if anybody's got any suggestions. But it's a beautiful day, nice and sunny and blue, and I'm looking forward to cracking open my sketchbook here in just a few minutes and working a little bit on anatomy because I can't draw legs to save my life. So we're gonna see how that goes. Got plenty I'm gonna be working on tonight. I've been watching some videos on YouTube that are interviews with Werner Vinge, who is a professor. Oh, I can't even think. Where is he a professor? I can't remember. But he's also an author and a quite shockingly amazing, freaking awesome author. One of the books I recommend most often, and if you know me and you know how many books I recommend on a day-to-day basis, to say that this is probably one of the highest recommendations I've got is saying a lot. Is a book called Rainbow's End, and it is essentially Werner Vinge's, and if you're wanting to look it up, it's Vinge. Oh gosh, I can't. I'm not thinking straight today. Vinge, thank you, Werner Vinge. Rainbow's End is his view of what our life may be like if our technology continues along its current trajectory and takes us into what a great many people would call a sort of a post-singular world, or a world that's living post-technological singularity. Or at least that's how I would characterize it. He may characterize it differently, but it's if you can imagine, an extremely advanced view of the future. I mean, so strange that it's a little off-putting at first when you begin reading it, simply because, you know, we think of the future and we think of science fiction, and so many people can't get past Star Trek, and they have very quaint, funny little notions of robots and flying cars. But the trajectory that our technology seems to be carrying us along is going to offer things that today would be a little mind-blowing. Their interaction with what would be the internet in his book, Rainbow's End, is at the very least bewildering. The amount of information that these people are accessing and are assaulted with, just, you know, walking around their living room would be catastrophic to the worldview of someone today. So as you can imagine, reading this is quite an adventure. The story's okay, but you're not really reading it so much for the narrative as you are for the image of the world that he paints, and it is quite extraordinary. Excuse me, I think my allergies are a little acting up. It's nice weather, but this time of year just kills you around here. I am actually getting in the mail, hopefully within the next couple of days, a couple of books that I've ordered. One of which is, what did I order? Kurzweil, a book by Ray Kurzweil, one of my heroes. And I can't even think of what the other book was, but it's related somewhat to the technological singularity. I've always said I would have been a scientist, but I just like my sketchbook a little too much. I really think that. So I really think I probably would have been a scientist. Probably would have gone into physics, maybe. But I just have too much fun with my sketchbook. Speaking of which, send me an email, isoban dot or at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.